The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and thank you as always for tuning in today. I have something super exciting to share that is going to be taking up a lot of airtime on the podcast for the next 4 weeks. So, if you listen to the previous episode, you will know that I am going to be traveling back to the Midwest very soon. I will be leaving in just about a couple days to head back to my hometown so I can visit my family and, just be back in America for a little while before the next leg of my travels. So, since I am going to be traveling in a couple days and I will be acclimating to a drastically new time zone and spending a lot of time with my family and friends back in the Midwest, I decided to get ahead of the podcast a little bit so I don't have to worry about recording content for the first few weeks of September. If you are someone who listened to my podcast in the last year, then you most likely will remember that I released a 4-part series called The Power of Desire right after arriving in Bali that I since deleted along with all the other 50 plus episodes of Intuition Academy that I had originally released. So when I released The Power of Desire on the podcast, I had intentions of expanding the 4-part series into an additional 4-part audio course, going much deeper into each part of the series. And actually, I did end up recording the entire audio course in around October of 2022. So I basically have an 8-part series. It's 4 parts in total, but there's like 2 part 1s, 2 part 2, 2 part 3s, if you know what I mean. Like part 1 for the podcast series and then part 1 for the audio course is like, part 1 is the taster for the podcast series, and then the audio course is like in-depth expansion on the same topics. So the idea is that I will be releasing the entire 8-part series over the next 4 weeks, starting today, August 28th, here in Bali. And I will release 2 episodes a week, resulting in 8 episodes total, covering the entire foundation of my work, my brand, The Power of Desire, which will reach its completion on September 21st, the day after my 31st birthday. Happy birthday to me. And the most exciting part, I will be giving the 4-part audio course as a gift for all of my loyal listeners. I still have a pretty small audience on the podcast as of right now, and I'm currently working to increase my reach. But so far, right now, the numbers have stayed roughly the same for the last year. So I assume a lot of you have been here since the beginning, and because of that, I wanted to give you this gift as a thank you for your loyalty and your trust in me. I consider this a gift because I only plan on keeping the audio course on the podcast for about 2 months, and will be removing it around early November of 2023. But I will be leaving the first 4 parts. So the first 4 parts of the series will stay there, but the second 4 parts, so the 5th to the 8th episode, I will be taking down. I find so much value in the audio course, specifically those 4 episodes, and still feel really, really aligned with selling it. So I plan on giving it all of, I plan on giving all of it to you, my loyal listeners, for free, for a limited time, so you're able to listen and digest it over a couple month period. And basically anyone who finds my podcast after November of 2023 will have to buy it. So I hope that you all appreciate the gift. So every Monday and Thursday for the next 4 weeks, I will be releasing a new episode. First, the 4-part podcast series, which is an introduction to the concept, and then the 4-part audio course, which goes much, much more in depth on each 4 points. So you will have access to the audio course to all 8 episodes, like I said, until early November, and after that, I will be removing the last 4. And this is the first course I have ever created, so I am incredibly proud of it, and I am honored to be able to share it with the people who have been here listening to me since the very beginning. But if you also feel so inclined and inspired, this would be a really wonderful time to share the podcast. So all of your friends or people who you have in your network or community who love this sort of content can have access to the course before I take it down. And thank you so much for being here and for listening and for trusting me with these concepts and wanting to learn from me, or just being here to listen to the stories. Whatever it is that draws you to listening to me, thank you. All of you mean more to me than you could possibly know. Even if I have no idea who any of you are, we've never actually spoken, I just want you all to know that I appreciate you so much. So I really hope that you enjoy this 8-part series that will come out in the next 4 weeks. And I'll still be around if you feel like you want to message me about any of these concepts to go more in depth with them. You can email me. I always keep my email in the show notes. And if you are interested in working with me, if you are really enjoying the podcast and are interested in working with me as your mentor, you can follow the Work With Me link in the show notes of the episode. You will also find my Instagram in the show notes where you can see what I'm up to and where I'm at in the world. I will be fixing my camera before I leave Bali, so I will be back to posting to my stories by the very end of August. And don't forget to follow me or leave good reviews on your favorite podcasting platforms. It really, really does make all the difference in the world. I may come back and pop in every once in a while over the next 4 weeks to give a random episode for updates or a random topic that I feel inspired by. But as of right now, I only plan on releasing these 8 episodes in the next 4 weeks. So I will talk to all of you most likely in the next 4 weeks when I have successfully experienced almost an entire month back in my hometown. So I'm so excited to see everything that unfolds between now and then. And until then, I'm sending all of you so much love. Without further ado, let's begin part 1 of the Power of Desire 8-part series. Okay, sending you all love, and I'll talk to you guys soon. This course, this masterclass, this 4-part podcast series, like I said, is called The Power of Desire, and it is my life's passion. Desire itself, and understanding the power that holding desire in your body truly has. I believe it is the beginning, middle, and end to manifestation. And I'm hoping that this reaches a group of people who have been trying all the manifestation things, right? Like this is such a saturated topic, right? There are so many people teaching manifestation and like law of attraction sort of things and different laws of the universe. And I always like to think that every teacher, just like I say in my intro, every spiritual teacher is saying the same thing in different ways. And that is the way that I feel about the power of desire. I personally feel like the power of desire for me is the best way that I was able to digest and fully comprehend and understand how manifestation even works in the first place. I feel like it mixes together like the spiritual aspect of things, the spiritual woo-woo and energetics, and also practical tips and ways that everyday people can begin shifting and allowing themselves to create the life that they truly desire. I believe that the power of desire has the ability and the power to either change your life in a really grand way, like it has for mine, where I went from, you know, the typical 9-to-5 lifestyle in cushy relationships and in cushy apartments in a place that I did not feel content in. I always was striving and desiring more out of life. I just didn't know how to give myself any of it. The majority of the dreams that I had, the desires that I was constantly reaching for, were always stifled and smothered, either by myself or by all the people that were around me. I like to think of it as like small town Midwestern mentality is what I grew up with in the Midwest near Chicago. Everybody is very practical in the Midwest, in my experience, and the ones who aren't really solid and solidified within that tend to be the ones who do not like the Midwest and who can't stand staying there. So the majority of you know my story already. I started out in that situation feeling very, very unfulfilled and unhappy. And through the power of desire, over time, I was able to step into what I would consider my dream life. Even though it's interesting, and I want to share this tidbit before I get into anything else, that if I look back, say 5 years ago, where I was when I was 25, still living in Indiana and feeling ridiculously stuck in my life, like that genuinely feels like another lifetime. That person who I was back then It feels like she died and I came back as something else, like something else, and I'm just a completely different human being. But so I know that where I am right now, the fact that I'm fulfilled in a coaching business that's, you know, I make enough money to be able to support myself out in the world like this. I'm traveling full time and I'm living out my dream scenario that I began dreaming years and years and years ago that everyone told me that I would never be able to achieve, and here I am having achieved it. And it's so interesting because I thought that once I get there, like, I'll be so fulfilled. I'll be so fulfilled and happy and content. And here I am. I'm doing all of it. I've done all of it. I did all the things that I set out to do. And I still want more. That's the beauty of the power of desire. Just because we desire something and it's fulfilled, it doesn't mean that we're not gonna still yearn for more. And so it's like, yes, I'm living out my dream scenario right now, but I still have new dreams that hatch every single day, that I plant every single day, that haven't broken ground yet. And this is one of them. This program that I've created is one of those things that I feel like I planted a long time ago, and it is finally coming to the surface now, and I'm just so excited to be able to share it. So anyway, like I was saying, the power of desire. This is for the people who either have those really, really big desires like I did and are wanting to achieve like ridiculously large things that everyone is like, oh, like be practical. That's just not the way that the life works. I'm telling you right now, life can work however you want it to. So the big, big, big things, and then also the simple things like general overwhelm, anxiety, feeling depressed and dissatisfied with life, or feeling like you're in an unhealthy relationship, any dissatisfaction, truly, I feel like the power of desire can help. And so who is this podcast for other than people who have desires, whether small or large? I would say it is people who are struggling to manifest, who they feel like they've done all the things and they still do not fucking get it, because that was me for so long. I was like, I really believe in manifestation because I know that I've manifested really incredible things, but I had no idea how I was doing it. I was like, I did this thing and it's amazing. And people are asking me the question now, like, well, what did you do though? Like, how did you achieve that? And I did not have the answer for the longest time, and now I do. It was the power of desire. So the way that this is going to work is this is going to be a 4-part podcast series, like I said, and I want to treat it like a masterclass. And so each episode is going to have like a chunk of information, a piece of the equation that I believe is the power of desire and how to wield that power. It's going to go into like the explanation and of what the power of desire is, and then also how to hold desire, because the majority of us really don't know how to do that. It feels interesting, right? This thought of desire. It's like, oh yeah, like I absolutely know like when I desire something, but it runs so much more deeply than what so many people realize. So today in part one, I'm going to be talking about the first step in the equation, which is getting clear on what you want. And before any of you come for me, I know this seems like typical manifestation bullshit, right? Like, yeah, absolutely. You got to get clear on what you want. Got to ask the universe for what you want. You're asking the universe for what you want all the time. I get it. trust me. But listen, I want you to come into this with open ears, with a new perspective, allowing yourself to empty your cup of all the information that you have of manifestation. Because I swear, like I said, for years and years, I was trying to grasp the understanding of what manifestation was and how I could do it. And the way that I'm going to express all of it in this masterclass, in this four-part series, I'm hoping can shift your perspective the same way that it did for me. So I'm just going to ask for each of you to come into this with an open mind and an empty cup, just allowing yourselves to really take in the information and hear it in a new and exciting way. So like I said, part one today is going to be all about distinguishing what you really want. Because here's the thing, you either are very clear on the thing that you desire in life and you are yearning for it, like really, really yearning, like, oh, like I just need that thing, I need it, and feeling incredible contrast and dissatisfaction with your current reality because you do not have that thing yet. Or your desires have been so stifled and smoldered and covered up by life and its bullshit and its bullying and probably the way that you were brought up, the way that your self-talk is. This is what happens with a lot of the clients that come into my container. I've started to realize with my one-on-one clients, they either come to me with a really, really strong desire, or they come to me feeling like, I don't really know what I want. And slowly, as we begin to do the work, it's like all of these desires that they have been pushing down below the surface, that have been covered up for years, start to come up again. And they're like, oh yeah, like I really did want that thing, but it just like could never happen. Like that could, I could never have that. And throughout the work that I've done with people, like I said, it's either been one end of the spectrum. You have a huge desire that you're really, really grasping onto. Like I need that. I need that thing. That's how I was. I've noticed that's typically the way that it is with people who have really, really big desires. They are the ones who are very clear on what they desire. They don't know how the hell they could ever possibly achieve it. And they feel that graspy energy around it. And then there are ones who have smaller desires and maybe big ones that have been covered up, but mostly smaller desires. And they're not really sure what they want in life. Maybe they feel generally dissatisfied. They've never been able to explore these things, or they've just been pushed so far below the surface that they're so convinced that they'll never be able to achieve it or have it, that there's no point in wanting it at all. And you're going to start to recognize that the big piece of the puzzle here is desire itself. And there really isn't much to do outside of just desiring. Just desiring. It's something that seems so simple and almost stupid when you realize how simple it actually is. That like, oh my gosh, the entire thing is to just want what you want. Desire what you desire. But we've all been so beaten down within society, within our family life, within the educational system, within any system, really, that we've been a part of our entire lives. It has just become so normal to stifle our desires. And it's no wonder that we're unable to create the things that we want in life. Because desire itself, like I said, it's like the beginning, middle, and end of the equation. If you're not allowing yourself to desire at all, it's like holding a bunch of seeds in your hand and never planting them in the ground in the first place. When you're not allowing yourself to desire, it's like this. The mind likes to predict the future, and this is the game that the mind plays. The mind likes to predict the future. It likes to decide when a desire pops up, and this happens probably so quickly that you're not even aware of it happening to you in your everyday life. The mind notices a new desire that pops up into your reality. And what does the mind do? It tries to predict the future based off of all of your life experiences thus far. The mind doesn't have any other evidence other than what it's already experienced or it's seen other people in your life experience. And so when a desire pops up and the mind doesn't have a solution for it, it just goes back to all of the things that have happened around that scenario in your life so far or other people. And 9.5 times out of 10, the mind says, ah, that's not possible because we've never done it before. They've never done it before. I haven't really seen anyone do it before. And people who have done it before are just lucky. And so we're just going to save ourselves all the drama because I know if we try it, we're just going to fail. So we're not going to try it at all. And what the mind does is it grasps on to every single desire, or a lot of them, and it just takes them immediately and squashes them, as I say. It kills them, it smolders them, it puts out the fire before anything can even happen. If desire is the planting of the seed, the rooting of the seed, and the growing, popping out of the soil, it all has to start with that initial desire. That is the planting of the seed. And if we're not even planting it, then nothing can ever grow from it. The universe works directly through an energetic exchange. And I know and I understand that a lot of people who are listening to this are probably avid Abraham listeners. And so Abraham always says, in order to manifest, the first thing is to ask for what you desire. And the moment that you desire something, it is created an energetic reality. And I trust me, I believe that entirely. And of course, it is created energetically. But in order to bridge the gap between the energetic desire and the physical manifestation of the desire, we have to be able to recognize that the energetic desire is there at all. Otherwise, we're just going to have our psychological blinders on via confirmation bias, and we're not going to be able to see any solution to that problem, any solution to what the mind has dubbed a problem. This is the way that I believe that the universe and manifestation will work if the mind doesn't get in the way. But take in mind, keep in mind, that the mind always gets in the fucking way because we're human. That's just where we are at our stage of evolution. If the mind didn't get in the way, this is the way that I believe manifestation would work seamlessly every time, and you've probably experienced this in your own life. We desire something in a moment. It is created immediately in energetic reality because of that. Our job is to hold faith, to hold the feeling of desire in our bodies. And as we do that, we open up what I like to say is like the manifestation hallway. There are infinite solutions to bringing that energetic manifestation into physical reality. Infinite. I believe that. Infinite solutions to this quote-unquote problem. And if we weren't stifled from the mind after that energy is created, then the universe can give us very clear directions through inspired action, through guidance from our own inner wisdom, through happenstance in everyday life, through gifting, through whatever. Get invited to do something, you get an invitation. Again, infinite ways that the creation of this thing will come in. And so what happens is you're given the gift of inspiration in whatever way that manifests in everyday life. That's the universe giving you the way that you can create this thing in physical reality. And then you have to take action, because action is the thing that bridges the gap between the energetic world and the physical world. Without action of some kind, there can be no gap bridging. There will always be a gap if no action is taken. So, that's what manifestation looks like if the mind doesn't get involved. But because what the mind does is gets involved, it gets hyper-involved based off of all of our experiences in life, it looks more like this. A desire pops up into our experience, and the mind automatically grabs onto it with its claws, and it's just like, staring at it, looking at it, evaluating it. It's just like, nope, and this is all the reasons why it's a nope for me, and then chucks it into the trash can, where we either will never think of it again, and it will just live in the dumped desire bin forever, or it is something that we feel totally graspy about, because we're like, well, what the hell? Like, I feel like I see people with that thing, so I don't understand, like, why are my circumstances different than that? The mind puts the blinders up. Even though there's a part of us that knows that we could have that thing, the mind starts to really hyperfixate on the how of it, and it's like, well, I don't know how. So we're just going to chuck it in the bin anyway, and we're just going to be sad about it forever. And then that's the end of the equation. Nothing else can happen after that, because we don't believe anything can happen after that, because we're not open to a new perspective coming into our experience. And so a big first step in all of this, and like I said, that's why this is the first part of the podcast, is getting really clear on what you want. So much so that it doesn't matter that your mind creates all the little baby stories about why it can't happen. It's like, it doesn't matter. We don't need to look at what the mind is thinking in comparison. It's fine if the mind is coming up with all these stories about why it can't be created. All we need to do is create the desire itself. Recognize the desire's existence. What do you want? Big things, small things. And if it makes it easier in this simple four-step or four-part podcast series / masterclass, whatever we're going to call it, if it makes it easier, boil it down to something that you're really, really desiring right now. Whether it's a massive thing or a smaller thing, it doesn't matter to me, in my opinion. What matters is, do you desire it? Just find something, anything. I've had clients who come to me who want to manifest really, really massive things, like an entire lifestyle change like I've experienced. And then I have clients come to me who are just wanting to manifest a new wardrobe because their mind is so hyperfixated on the fact that they can't, quote unquote, have the new wardrobe for whatever reason, because of time restraints and not feeling good about themselves in general and their physical appearance. And the manifestation itself, the desire itself, it doesn't matter how big or small it is. Big or small, it's going to be just as easy to create it. So that is the thing I will suggest that you do for this one part, this first part of this series, is just get clear around the thing that you're desiring. What do you want? What's the big thing that you're wanting right now? And like I said, take it easy on yourself and just pick and choose a single thing. I have like a laundry list of shit that I want to manifest right now. Trust me. I know the list can be long. But just boil it down to one thing and let your intuition guide you here. That's what I'll guide all of you to do. Is you can make the list. Make a big long list of things. I'm sure all the things are spilling out of your brain right now anyway. But allow yourself to feel the pull towards one thing and know that that's where we're going to focus your energy for the next four episodes. This work and my understanding of it changed everything about my life. And it took me from ridiculously overwhelmed and anxious and depressed and sad constantly and alone and feeling disconnected from the world and from myself, feeling pointless. And it led me to where I am right now, which is the happiest, the most aligned, the most fulfilled I've ever been in my whole life. And all I ever want is to be able to give that to other people, is to be able to give to other people what I've been able to give myself. All right. So part one, like I said, what do you really want? Just really, really get clear on it. Because a lot of us are either unsure of what we desire or our desire is so big and we're just grasping at it. Whatever it is, list out all of them. Let yourself pick and choose which one feels intuitively like the thing that you want to focus on over the next few days that you're wanting to help at least plant the seed on and move into the creation of. And for now, I will leave you with that. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.